You don't work here anymore, but you keep using the office microwave anyway. Wait, is that fish?
And for fish.
Same hat.
Jinx.
Not just any button, but that one right there. No, no, not that one. The other one. No,
that
no.
One.
A little bit.
That over. Button.
No, further down. Nope. Now you've closed the app. Give me a second here. Hello, and welcome to Cogworld. This is a Cypher System campaign. My name is Crash. I will be the GM for the evening. And tonight I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, and Ia. Who wants to plug a thing?
USB-C.
Yeah, that too. ElizabethMcCoy.com. There's books there. Well, links to books. I don't have any actual full books there. I could, but probably make it... whatever.
And AaronBSmith.com, which is where we put all the podcasts. If you're getting them from somewhere else and there's ads in them, get them from AaronBSmith.com, because we don't put ads in them. That's somebody else. And that's a mystery die. Several of them. Ellie is rolling lots of D6s.
Private.
I should probably get started on the intro.
Uh-huh.
The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any. But to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it always has been. On the ring gear of Archizo, in the Windbreak region, in Koma's Temple of the Dead, some gods are waking up. In our last session, the entire party duked it out with Head Priest Adoniram after he transported them all to the Land of the Dead. During the fight, a few things were revealed. Each of the gods was dressed in their full regalia, though Mafa managed to change this from her old style to new in a rather dramatic fashion. Lighter, perhaps because they're the god of altruism, perhaps because they've never seen their own official regalia, appeared as they did in the world of the living, just more sure of themselves. Their however many greats grandparent, a shadowy dragon that liked growling ominously, observed with some interest. Chitika gained some assistance from Humverly, who was present only in spirit. Presumably, he returned to the Temple of Darkness after the encounter. Tam gained some insight from their divine aspect and past selves here. The majority of what they understood has quickly faded, but they remember remembering. Lucy was able to gather the dead and encourage them to act. The god of millet could be more of a god of the harvest, which might lead to some theological discussions. It is uncertain if Lucy would want to have these discussions. Adoniram did not seem to actually want the party members to die. He stated that none of the gods could actually die in the Land of the Dead, and that their deaths now would only lead to the Church of Unity gaining more power. It is the morning of the 11th day of summer, and the party have spent the night in the guest rooms. These well-furnished but little-used apartments are contained within a separate building connected to the main temple by a covered walkway. Lucy, god of millet, has had her fill of seeds and berries provided by the novice priests. As is her way, she has also shared this abundance with anyone who wanted some, and more than a few who couldn't think of a way to politely decline. Anyone having a task eased because of Lucy helping will have it eased by two steps instead of one for this session. Tam, god of trickery, may or may not have gotten much sleep last night. You can't prove anything, and even if you did remember seeing something, no, you didn't. Tasks that involve recall and assertions are eased for Tam this session. Chitika, god of darkness, woke to find a not insignificant number of nibblings had joined her on the bed. This is a quite cozy situation for Ratkin, unless one is near the bottom of the pile and needs to visit the bathroom. Tasks that involve working collectively are eased for Chitika for this session. Tasks that involved finding a bathroom that is free of paladins are hindered for this session. That's not true. I added that. Yes, Ellie. Tasks that involve holding it are also eased for cheating of the session. At least for a whittle bit. See what I did?
Oh, crap.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Oh. Not just because it's Saturday. I got more of the introduction to do. Give me a second here.
Okay.
Mafa, god of the crossroads, has not been gone from here for very long, but so much of her life and what she knows has changed since the last time she spent here. It's been said that nothing is certain but death and taxes. Both of these are familiar to Mafa, the taxes part, at least so far as railroad bureaucracy goes. But the saying omits another universal constant, one that she knows is within her domain as well, change. The Church of Death was once known as the Church of Change, with death being only part of its portfolio. Perhaps there are ways to remind the church what they have forgotten. Tasks involving research and persuasion are eased for Mafa this session. What happens next is up to you.
Help, I'm being squished. Don't step on.
In my head canon, there's this pile of child ratkin in the center of the bed, and there is a single hand reaching up out of the middle of it.
Yes. That's about right.
Straight up, as if someone is drowning and seeking assistance.
Yes.
It goes back exactly. Down, comes back up, goes back down again.
You have it exactly.
There are several groans as a few ratkin reluctantly move out of the way. Because you're older, so they have to listen to you.
If there is not movement, there will be consequences.
I will confirm that mostly made it through Discord.
Good.
I'm not sure it mostly made it through your mouth, but it made it through Discord.
I can make some high-pitched noises. It's a thing.
The headache gnomes would like to have a word with you about trademark infringement.
Sorry about that.
That's referencing a previous conversation. You are able to disgorge yourself from the pile. It flows back together again after you're out of it. Just a little bit
Chitika
smaller.
Chitika flees off screen. Chitika flees off screen.
You exit stage left pursued by Full Bladder.
Oh, God, yes.
Mafa, do you wake up early or do you sleep in?
Mafa wakes up early.
Okay.
Mafa wakes up early. She is not going to bother with regalia or anything like that. What she is going to do is go to the kitchen and get some heavily caffeinated tea and then head up to the roof so she can sit and think for a little bit.
Okay. The guest apartments have their own kitchens. They're small, like kitchenette type things. Imagine you're going to an extended stay hotel room for this. These were installed because not every guest is willing to trust food served to them by the Church of Death.
Yeah.
They're normally not stocked, but some food has been provided. They know what you like.
It will not occur to Mafa to use the kitchen in the guest quarters.
Okay. So
she's headed out to the main kitchens too.
Okay. When you head out the door, you find that Shay was sleeping in a chair that was leaned back so that no one would be able to enter or leave the room without Shay knowing about it. But Shay, unfortunately, maybe stayed up later than you did, definitely slept in longer than you did. So when you open the door, the chair is no longer leaning backwards. It is now leaning forwards, and this makes it difficult to sleep in.
Oops.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Let me guess. Tea.
Yeah. I haven't had any since before the festival.
You are handed a cup and a thermos.
Oh, thank you. Is it okay if I go sit up on the roof? I promise I'm not going to jump off or anything.
He pauses a bit when you say that. Well, I wasn't worried about that until you brought it up. But yeah, I understand. I'll be nearby if you need me.
Okay, thanks. And she will head out. And given that her hands are occupied, she will just far step up.
Hugh is over at Craft Services giving you 2 thumbs up. I mean, you were doing it first, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, well.
Okay. The sunrises here are almost always beautiful. The grounds are very well kept. There's enough novices that have to do that work as one of their many chores. And the various reflection pools and manicured shrubbery and stuff like that, and various paths, all look nice any time of day. But this early in the morning, when there aren't a lot of people up to see it with you, is rather peaceful. And you wish the narrator wasn't intruding upon your nice little reflective moment. Also, after about 10 minutes, you are pretty sure you can hear Shay snoring just outside the access door. Or just inside, rather.
Mappa will wait up there until she hears activity down below.
Okay. I mean, you know there is activity. Some novices have to get up super early to start doing certain things, like getting food ready in the kitchens and stuff like that. Stoking sure. fires. But they tend to do that quietly.
Activity by people who won't be terrified to talk to me.
I like that EO specifically unmuted to laugh right there. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm blanking. Was it Valdis who got their face painted last session?
I think so.
Just keeping that in mind.
It's good for the descriptions.
I have added something to my notes about that. There we go.
The notes.
Yes, the notes. After a few minutes, you do see a kobold walking, 3 smaller kobolds, 2 of them on leashes, 1 of them a bit further ahead, being pursued by the other 3.
The leash trailing from them and not in the hand of the...
No, the leash is trailing behind the bigger kobold.
Oh.
It may have been chewed through.
The leash has been slipped.
They are some distance away, but you can see them off in the distance. There's a couple novices who are a bit further behind, pursuing to help, but not knowing how they can.
Yeah. Feel your pain, guys. Below, I hear someone struggling mightily to get out from under the weight of 6 ratkin.
The cries appear rather muffled, but you do recognize that pitch.
Yeah.
Even if Discord doesn't.
I gotta be careful about giving out luck points for making me laugh.
Yeah, because they can't.
Some of you resent that.
I feel like you should not be able to give us the final luck point via laughing for triggering a overfill.
Regardless, you only have 2, so give yourself 1.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you for song logging for me to check.
Well, I was checking also.
Yep, I am a god, not an area rug.
The nibblings inform you that you can be 2 things.
Indeed.
After all, you are a god and mortal.
Uh-huh.
A ratkin and a centaur.
Well, that's not strange. There's plenty of us. I mean, it's not the most common one, but, you know, I've got siblings.
They weren't discussing frequency. They were discussing that you can be 2 things.
Well, it's not like I'm a horse centaur. I'm a ratkin-tar.
Regardless, you have, let us say, done your morning duties. What's next?
Ah. Oh, no. It's daybreak. There's sunlight.
Well.
Chitika will go and find her umbrella. Her parasol.
It's light possibly enough to see, but the sun hasn't really crossed the... Okay. It may be crossed the horizon somewhere, but there's enough structures here that you can't see the sun from where you are.
Nevertheless.
Oh, yeah.
Chitika will go find her parasol before it becomes urgent.
It's right there by the door. There's a little tubular holder thing for it.
Oh, good. It's not under nibblings.
No. There's also a little rack for galoshes or something, but... And a little mannequin head that's supposed to be for a bulbous bouffant. It's weird.
For a what? Oh, for... No, I do not need to put my hat on it. Chitika's not wearing a hat. Chitika will go padding off and look for something resembling breakfast so that she doesn't have to go wake up Lucy or something and bum some millet off her.
Okay. It's possible that last
cereal in the
Oh yeah.
They have the little boxes of cereal in the guest house.
Yeah.
Had. The nibblings are here. Had.
Yeah, okay.
Midnight snack.
And the kobolds.
It is quite possible that after they ate the cereal, they also chewed apart the boxes because ratkin.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Honestly, they probably ate some of the boxes. You never know when you might need some fiber.
There was also a very large tube.
The waffle maker.
The waffle maker? What?
I'm just playing Crash saying that it's the kitchen in the guest house is what you would expect from an extended stay hotel.
I didn't get a waffle maker when we had the extended stay hotel. I'm sad.
It's true. This is more of a continental breakfast kind of thing.
Yeah.
They didn't even push them together because you're in separate guest rooms. So it's not a Pangea breakfast. I need to make that joke every time continental breakfast is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's the law. Well, if it's Pangea, there.
All of them.
Yeah, all the one. All right. So you're heading out, and at that point, Mafa does see a black parasol slowly moving in a direction.
There's got to be a breakfast around here somewhere, and I'd better find it before everyone wakes up.
Give me a speed defense roll, difficulty 2. This okay. is not a GM intrusion.
Oh, no. Difficulty 2.
With a 17 on the die, you very easily make it. How do you not get bowled over by a baby kobold pursued by two other baby kobolds, an adult kobold, adult-ish, and two novices?
Well, no, I do think she actually does get somewhat bowled over. The parasol goes up. The baby kobold gets caught in at least two sets of limbs, and there's a certain amount of going end over end, roly, 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 but with a kobold caught at the end of it and being hugged.
Okay. Keep in mind, you rolled a 17. If this was combat, you'd be doing extra damage. So this is 100% your choice, and I'm cool with that.
Well, we are forsaking the being bowled not being bowled over in exchange for getting a grapple. And also for the hilarious bit of the parasol going up and then the kobold baby plus ratkin turning into a little cartoon tumble wheel for a moment before ending up with captured kobold getting a hug.
The baby kobold struggles in that way that cats do, where they don't want to be held, but it's comfortable, but they don't want to be held.
There will be a lot of an aren't you a clever the baby talk shall commence.
Kobolds are cold-blooded and you're warm-blooded and you're hugging it.
Uh-huh. Warmth is happening.
Lighter does manage to catch up and has retrieved your parasol. Did not manage to catch it on the way down. That would have been very neat, but no.
Oh, well. Morning, but Lighter.
Morning. I see you got one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here, hold this.
Lighter hands the harnesses that are currently being used, to one of the novices who has caught up and is somewhat out of breath. The other one has not yet gotten here and is not out of breath because they chose a more sustainable pace. And Lighter attempts to reattach the harness, which involves mending it in a few spots. But not casting mending because Lighter does not have hedge magic.
Alas.
Yeah. There are renewed struggles when this happens.
It's okay. It's okay. You're very clever. It's okay. Warm puddle. The all-enveloping darkness will cuddle you.
Yeah, the other two have gotten used to the leashes, but B here is something of an escape artist.
I'm sure that will serve them well when they are a grown up.
Oh yeah, definitely. Right now, their escape artistry is mostly done with finger paint. Actually,
and one of the novices chimes in. Yes, actually, maybe don't mention paint anywhere on the grounds today.
Oh, what's wrong?
There was an accident.
An accident?
Yes. High Priest Valdis accidentally got their face painted a purplish pink color last night and hasn't been able to remove all the pigment yet.
Accident.
Chitika, you're not certain, but you can almost see a halo above Baby B, as if they are willing it into existence with their eyes, which appear to have grown much larger as they bink, 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 and stare at you. Clearly, they had nothing to do with this.
Uh-huh. Ponder. Mm-hmm. Accidental. Got it.
Yes, and we're going to just not mention it at all today, because some people are more sensitive about that than others, and no one wants more chores.
Mm-mm. That's fair.
Okay, I think I got this on now.
You are aware that the part of the harness that is actually wrapping around Baby B is not made of leather. It is made of wire.
That's probably a good thing.
The wire has chew marks on it. It attaches to the leather somewhat further down, further out, rather.
That part will get chewed in turn, no doubt, but, you know, incremental repairs. There will be some more snuggling, and aren't you just the best little escape artist? And now you can, you know, now you can go free and be a good little escape artist.
Okay, you three, let's go get breakfast. Well, second breakfast.
Oh, did they manage to eat all of the little cereal things in the room as well?
Mm-hmm. And the waffle mix.
Oh, you had waffle mix?
I think it was for the waffle maker, but never got to use that. They just ate the mix.
Aren't you supposed to cook that first, you silly things? It tastes better when it's cooked.
Oh, yeah. C did attempt to cook it.
Oh, dear.
That C did sounds... not use the waffle maker.
What did C use?
The coffee pot.
Waffle coffee. Efficient.
Good for them.
It was more like a waffle batter soup. Anyway, you want breakfast?
I will follow and you.
Later, leads you off towards the kitchens. And by that I mean, Lighter is led by the novices, and Lighter leads you.
Mm-hmm. With the parasol equipped. Bit, 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 bit.
Mm. Mafa, you saw all of this, but no one bothered to look up.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The tea is made just the way you like it.
Oh, good.
It is, you are aware, not made the way that Shay likes it.
Oh.
Shay prefers a different amount of sugar.
I'll have to make it up to him.
He's done this before. What socket? No, you're not in the scene. Go back to Craft Services. No, don't
Craft Services doesn't have enough cat food for him.
It's got the $10 a pound cat food. I have to buy that special. Yes, I had to get a prescription for you. It's prescription food. I wouldn't interject like that, but he was clawing at my arm. Okay.
Breakfast. Bit, bit, bit.
Okay. As you are going to the kitchens, which there's the main temple, but many generations ago, it was decided prudent to have the building where they have fires all the time be not the main building. So that is another building that is connected via a covered walkway. And it all looks like it's the same architecture. It all looks like it fits together. But let's just say there's fire breaks in between.
That's probably pretty wise.
It's the Church of Death. It doesn't mean that they have death wishes.
It's not most the Church of Arson or accidental kitchen fires.
There's exceptions to what I said. We're not going to discuss that right now. But you are able to get to the kitchens fairly easily. And there is a small army of novices getting things ready because there's a lot of people who are on the grounds. It's a big ground. It's a big complex. A lot of people have to take care of it. And there is one, not quite a novice, but promoted to be just a high enough that they can order the novices around person, directing the various things being done in the kitchens. It smells delicious in here, but it's not just one food. It's like walking into a bakery. There's the fresh bread smell there. You're pretty sure you smell porridge. You definitely smell cinnamon buns. You don't know where they are, but you smell them somewhere.
Okay, let's see if we can make any Oh.
Lighter is holding three harnesses that are all empty.
I guess they're all escape routers now.
A chef hat wearing kobold has climbed onto a counter that has started mixing ingredients together.
That is an issue for other chefs to deal with. Jatika is just going to look for something to gnaw on that's, you know, people won't object to being gnawed on.
One of the novices who escorted you here hands you a cinnamon run, bun. Cinnamon run is if you're constipated. That's something different. It's very high in fiber.
Rather. Now I want a cinnamon bun.
Me too.
You did it yourself.
I did it to myself, but... Fun fact, my local mall definitely does not have a Cinnabon.
Tragic.
I can get them at my local Aldi's. I should not. Okay, so you have been handed a cinnamon bun. One baby kobold wearing a chef hat is now being held in the air, moving their little feetsies, not unlike a GIF that Ellie found and posted in the GIF warehouse section. And is getting a stern talking to while Lighter is attempting to interject. The other two, you do not see.
They have probably been found. They've probably found some way to be face down in a whole bunch of food.
Quite possibly. But there's enough moving parts in this kitchen that you're not sure if they were doing this, they would go unnoticed. Mafa.
As I am.
Yes.
Not interrupting the scene. Once I've seen that everybody's headed to the kitchen, so I will not hop down to the ground, but safely far step down to the ground.
Your tea is iced tea now because you've taken it to the land of the dead twice.
Yeah, I was wondering if the thermos was going to, the tea in the thermos was going to survive.
Tea in the thermos.
It's an easy way to make iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The tea in the thermos survived. The tea in the cup, if there was any left, shall we say it was preserved?
That's fair. Well, it's good to know that thermoses still work in the land of the dead.
Add that to the church doctrine. They'll throw it into their version of Leviticus. Everything's in Leviticus.
Everything?
I do not recommend reading Leviticus to confirm this, but Leviticus has a lot. You don't read it for fun. Some of the books have great plots. Leviticus does not.
Oh, dear.
It's the laws.
Oh, no. Oh, those. Yeah.
When traveling to the land of the dead, make sure to pack a thermos, for verily it shall remain heated from the inside.
If you don't stay too long.
In my head canon, Mafa walks forward, and if there was an observer, it would look like Mafa was about to walk right off the edge. But then Mafa is continuing the same pace on ground level.
That sounds about right.
That's showing off.
You're allowed to show off, especially if you're a god. It just so happens that a significant number of the surviving gods from the whole Quarf disaster aren't keen on showing off. One of you likes to hide in the darkness. One of you shows off but isn't supposed to be caught as the person showing off. One of them's altruism, they found out. They're supposed to help other people show off.
True.
One of us is in her seat of power.
One of you can get away with it by doctrine and is doing so.
Yeah.
Mafa's got to make it up for all the rest of you.
First commandment of the Church of Death. Moffa does what she wants.
Now, Moffa, we've talked about adding extra commandments in the margins.
I know.
And Moffa said she could?
And adding a commandment in the margin that says Moffa gets to add commandments in the margins doesn't get you out of this.
Moffa is still holding a paper that says, I do what I want.
Yep.
HK approves, but they're not even in this game.
Moffa will put her mug of frozen tea in the icebox and start helping with breakfast.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this has happened often enough that you don't even get a symbolic, oh no, you don't have to do that. Because of how many times you have done just this.
That would track.
When your god wants to help make breakfast, you let your god help make breakfast.
It's not like you could stop her.
Especially when your god is also using her magic to wash the dishes.
Behind your back.
They complain less about that. Chatika, your cinnamon bun is all gone except for the sticky fingers.
Lick all the sticky fingers. Lick them very, very clean and then wash them.
I need to look at a thing. Yes, a thing. Before you say it. Moffa, you are in your seat of power. You are the god of change. Something in here is going to change very, very quickly. Give me a roll for noticing something. This is going to be difficulty 3.
Okay.
With a 15. Later on, you might wonder what came first. Right now, in your head, you felt like something's going to change soon, and that made you start paying closer attention to what seemed off. There's a lot of voices in here. There always are. The clinking of plates and dishes. Some of them getting washed on their own, like a scene from Sword in the Stone, the Disney version. Lighter trying in vain to find two baby kobolds. The third one, C, has been given some ingredients that are okay to mix together. It's fine. It's one bag of flour and another bag of flour that's in a different color, so it looks like it's two different ingredients. But never mind about that. Shush. It's fine. But there's also a hissing sound. You know that sound. It's the sound you hear when the ovens are fired up. But they haven't been fired yet. It's the fuel coming in.
I will look over at the ovens.
Most of the ovens are in use. There's one that more than one novice is fiddling with. It does not appear to be lit. They've got stuff to put in it, but it is still cold. It should be fired up and working now. They were ready to put things in it, and then they noticed when they opened it, they didn't get the blast of heat coming out of it like they're supposed to.
Indeed. How far am I from the ovens?
You could easily far step to it, but you could far step to anywhere in this room. I would say 20 feet. 20 feet short as distance. The thrown kobold flies.
Yeah. Is it a short distance?
It is. Now I got to double check to make sure I'm saying the right thing. If only I had a cheat sheet over here on the map, right where I put the cheat sheet on the map.
50 feet. So.
Yes.
Okay. This is a flip a coin moment.
That's a one. That's a GM intrusion.
Moffa. Yeah.
No, this whole thing is GM intrusion.
Moffa is going to. I'm not going to do this. Moffa is going to whistle as loudly as she can and then start herding people out of the kitchens.
Give me a roll to convince people, because you just told everyone to stop doing their morning jobs.
Yeah.
This is going to be. It would be difficulty 3. I'm going to ease it by 1 anyway because you're their god.
Okay. Oh, and it's eased because it's a task involving persuasion.
Yes. For this session, you have that eased. So basically, you got to roll above a 3. Well, 3 or above.
Chatika will help. Chatika can help.
Chatika can definitely Moffa be helping to thing? Usher people out.
Yes. Moffa wants them out. And also, Chatika has tasks that are involve working collectively eased.
Okay.
It would incidentally have been a 6 if I hadn't spent the level of effort, because Moffa has an inability in persuading and deceiving.
So what I basically did by giving you that ability is it's canceling something out.
Yeah.
It's normally what do you say to the god of death? You haven't really convinced me.
Pretty much.
Okay, so Chitika, give me a roll for getting people to calmly and orderly exit. Mafa's got them moving, but you're organizing things. This is going to be difficulty 3, but it's eased by Would one I... because of your bonus for this session.
Let's see. Actually, could I do something slightly different?
Sure.
Could I maintain a little chirping... what's the right word?
As soon as you said, As soon as you said, could I maintain a little chirping? My mind went to, oh no, you're the fire alarm.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Mafa needs us out. Mafa has a reason. Come on, let's go, let's go. Mafa,
all right, let's go.
Would like to use encouragement for allies, as for Mafa, which will ease any... of the following task types, your choice, defense, attack, or tasks related to any skill you are trained or specialized in, like persuasion,
okay,
which Chitika is trained in.
All right. We are going to cut
that
to
would actually...
mm-hmm. an external view of the temple grounds as everyone who was sleeping in is woken up by an explosion. Eek. And we've been playing for almost exactly an hour. So what do you say we take a short break?
That's fair.
And that's when I said, what was that sound?
I think that was your back.
No, my back is more like someone cracking all their knuckles at once. Or popcorn. Sometimes it sounds like popcorn.
That's just what I'm doing behind you sometimes.
No, I'm pretty sure that wasn't me. Routini, was that you? This sounds like it was a you thing.
Routini.
The Jawa says, no, it's not them.
I swear they told me where the bathroom is. Set anything on fire.
Well, somebody did. And none of us is getting to have the fire.
We'll just have to take the fire out of the environment again.
Fine. Give me a second. Wait. This is a roll high game. You can have one of those?
I suppose it would put a crimp in your abilities, Ran. You couldn't get Ran numbers.
He could, but it would lead to multiple GM intrusions.
Uh-huh. Ran looks horrified.
No, this is intentional. I'm getting all the XP. I'll be tier 6 before any of you. Why is everything on fire? Well, it's because there was a gas leak.
We've established it wasn't Sen's fault.
All this banter is happening over at Craft Services.
Meanwhile,
the kitchens aren't. There are a variety of people.
The gas hit some of the ovens that were in operation.
Open flames existed.
Mm-hmm.
The not quite a novice, but promoted to be able to give orders to the other novices, is doing a head count. They are looking less and less worried as they go through. It looks like all of the novices are accounted for.
Do we have all of our kobolds?
Lighter is clutching baby C to their chest and looking incredibly worried.
Mafa is already headed back inside.
Chitika is looking around for where baby kobolds might be.
Most of the damage that occurred was from the explosion, the sudden burst of high temperature. This does set things on fire, but a burst of high heat that is very temporary isn't as good at igniting everything as some people tend to think it does. Don't ask me how I know.
Now I'm worried.
Okay, it's somewhat related to people can walk across hot coals because they walk so fast that the temperature doesn't transfer. Mm. I have not walked across hot coals.
Glad to hear it.
I have melted aluminum over a campfire. That's a fun story, but never mind. That's not important right now. What is important is there are two kobold babies unaccounted for, and the kitchens are ruined. The counters are mostly cleared. They were mostly full beforehand. The floors are mostly full. See previous note about the counters. There were windows that one could open because if you are cooking a noon meal in the summertime, one tends to like ventilation. The windows are still windows in the sense that they are holes in the walls.
Mafa is going to largely ignore the small fires that have been set by things that can be ignited by a brief blast of extreme heat and start scanning for baby kobolds.
Okay. You do the human maneuver of scan, move 10 feet, scan, move 10 feet, scan.
Right.
There's a few moments where you get a little tense, but it turns out to be various meats that you find, not kobolds. It was not talking meat.
That's good.
Just the rasher of bacon that they had ready.
They were turkey legs.
Then too, yep.
When you are done, and you do this as quick as you can, I am certain, you do not find any signs of kobolds, alive or otherwise, in the kitchens. Lighter is going through and checking the cabinets for the second time by the time you finish.
Because checking outside, since too many people in the kitchen would be too many people. And everyone was being urged to go out, so...
Lighter, C, because Lighter's not letting go of C, and Mafa are the only three in the kitchen right now. But yeah, when you're looking around, the problem is if those two kobolds left to cause mischief, not that baby kobolds have ever been known to do that, or young adult kobolds, or adult kobolds, or ancient kobolds that are definitely not dragons that have used their shape-shifting abilities. It's summer, and it's a grassy ground. There's no snow to track footprints. There's no sandy beaches to see footprints. So it would be difficult to track them.
Hika is going to do a shrill whistle and try to invoke the power of nibblings. It's not one of her godly powers. It's one of her mortal powers.
You invoke the power of family.
Yes.
After that whistle, which makes some of the novices tilt their head in a way that says, if I had fillings, they would be hurting me right now.
Any of them are dog kin, they are wincing a great deal, probably.
For a short moment afterwards, nothing happens. You do not hear the sound of a stampede because they're baby ratkin, but there is a minimally sized stampede of nibblings, some of whom might have been nibbling on things before they heard the whistle, coming over a low hill and running towards you at speed. Make a speed defense roll, difficulty 2. They are running towards you. They haven't thought about stopping. That's a problem for future them. They are about to be future them. With a 13.
I barely manage. Oh, wait.
You
no,
needed
it's better
a 6.
Than the difficulty. Oh, okay. It's
it was
better
difficulty
than the,
2.
Than barely. Right,
yeah.
Right.
So you are able to avoid being trampled. How do you avoid being trampled?
Rear up on my rearmost legs, stabilize with tail, and sway back and forth as everyone comes tumbling to a stop.
They do,
possibly
in fact,
using
come tumbling.
Using my mid-paws to both balance and possibly aid some of them in stopping.
They all come to a stop eventually. The last 10 to 15 feet, they are not on their feet for very long. If you're rolling, you're technically on your feet briefly. Uh-huh. And then not, and then are, I am, and then not, and then am, etc. Mm-hmm. Two novices nearby do not survive. Well, they survive, but they do get taken down.
Their dignity does not survive.
Yes. Look, ratkin have a low center of gravity. Mm-hmm. If you sweep the legs, just saying. But the nibblings are able to avoid you. This might actually be why some novices are taken out.
Oh, well. Jatika waves her parasol back and forth above her head.
Everybody, the kitchens blew up and two baby kobolds are missing. They may have come out with everybody else. Find them.
They blink at you, then form a huddle. One looks up from the huddle and looks around, and then goes back into the huddle. One of them goes to leave the huddle, is grabbed and forcibly pulled back into the huddle. And then they scatter like oily bubbles when you drop a single drop of dish detergent into the water. One of them runs around you for 3 full orbits before they go off in a direction.
Aww. Aww.
One of them goes up to lighter, sticks their nose directly into the chest of C, inhales, sneezes, a cloud of flour comes out their nose, and they run off.
That's fair.
Hey, question.
Answer.
You gave me an asset on tasks that involve recall and assertions. Well, in this case, do I remember? When do I last remember seeing them? Can I?
Is there a possibility that you were shenaning again last night? There was a shenan. That's why someone's face is purplish pink. Did you shenan again after that? Because you may have seen one or more of them if you had allegedly been shenaning again.
Well, don't tell anybody, but I might have.
Hypothetically, if you had been shenaniganing.
Hypothetically.
Yes. There is a chance that you might, in fact, have seen Baby B looking for the best hiding places.
In that case, I am also going to look for the best hiding places.
Okay. And between the explosion and the searching the kitchens and the stampede of Ratkin, you would have had plenty of time to get here and reason to get here.
Yes.
So, all right. Give me a roll. This is going to be difficulty 2 because you are recalling the best hiding places that you and Baby B hypothetically would have been finding together if you had been out last night, which there's no proof.
I don't suppose this falls under sneaking skill somehow, given what I was looking for.
You know what? Sure, I'll allow that. Because if you're sneaking, you're looking for places to be sneaky.
Exactly. Asset 1, base difficulty was 2?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Base difficulty was 3, but brought down because you're recalling. So now it's difficulty 1 with the other asset.
Okay.
Roll 3 or higher.
Well, that's a skill I'm specialized in. So that brought it down 2 steps. But anyway, I rolled a 6 and that works.
Okay. It does work. Do you know the chambers where the high priests reside? They each have their own sort of suite area, which is kind of sweet to be honest, but whatever. Have really good hiding places because there's all kinds of things that they might want or need. So you have to have storage nearby, but you don't want it to look like there's just like warehouse chambers or anything. So the doors are kind of made to look like they're just decorative panels. Some of them are decorative panels, but some of them, that bit of filigree, you pull on it and it opens up. And there's a whole bunch of them. And, you know, that one doesn't look like a door at all. None of them are supposed to look like doors, but that one appears to be ajar. That was definitely not a cobalt nose you saw peeking out, then going back in quickly.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, what are we hiding from?
Nothing happens for half a second, and then 2 teeny little claws come out and pull the door shut. If they don't acknowledge you, you didn't see them. This is the logic of children.
Well, what were we trying to find them for again? Just to make sure no one was lost or hurt?
I mean, the kitchens blew up, and the last time we saw them, they were in the kitchens.
Was one of the primary concerns. Also, Lighter would like to know where their charges happen to be, because they're children, and Lighter's in charge of them. And they keep getting into mischief and stuff when they're nowhere about.
Want to help me find your friend?
The door opens just a teeny little bit.
Since, you know, they're hiding too. Now, I think you've got a better place, the hiding place. That's how I found you.
2 noses peek out from the door.
Oh, both of you, huh? Well, you can't be getting into too much trouble. Or maybe you can. And you don't seem like you're hurt. So, 5 minute head start.
The noses go back in. There's some muffled blaster bolt sounds. And then one kobold hand comes out with a thumbs up and goes back in.
Begins returning to the rest of the group at a non-hurried pace that would alarm anyone who knew them.
Lighter is now checking all the cabinets for the fifth time, but has also started checking under people and an occasional decorative rock. Lighter has found three fake rocks that are used to hold keys, and one that holds a lunch.
Well, that's going to go away quickly if no one rescues it.
Apparently, the person who put the lunch there forgot the lunch was there. They did not come back for it when they were supposed to. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Regardless, Lighter puts that rock back down and doesn't check it again until Lighter forgets that Lighter checked under that rock already. Lighter is looking a bit more frazzled. If, in fact, a being covered in scales can look frazzled.
I mean, your scales could get a little bit out of shape. Chitika sits with her parasol, waiting for the family to produce results.
One of them did bring you a charred cinnamon bun.
There was much thanks for this.
The icing was all melted off of it.
Pity. Offered the cinnamon bun back as reward.
It is half charcoal briquette. It is devoured almost instantly.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how much you burn a cinnamon bun. It's still good.
Yep, exactly. You understand.
Yes, I do. Don't ask how many times I burned them. This will not be discussed.
Oh, no.
Hypothetically,
no.
We're only going to talk to Tam about hypotheticals. It's fine.
Hypothetically, it might take 5 minutes for Tam to get back.
That's the five-minute head start.
As Tam is returning, there are three ratkin nibblings who are showing up with what appears to be a jar that at one point had peanut butter in it. It has been mostly scraped clean.
Hmm.
Smells like them.
Recent?
Recent, yes. They
More
wipe their
the
finger around the inside.
More recent than kitchen blowing up?
It's not burned. They take a finger, wipe the inside, lick the peanut butter off their finger. Still fresh.
Probably okay, then. Still need to find them. I see you're all managing it on your own. Don't let me take away your fun.
Have you found them? Are they okay?
They're all right.
Okay. That is the most important part. I will tell Lighter. Unless you want to tell Lighter?
No, go ahead. You can tell Lighter.
Okay.
Chitika will go off to tell Lighter that they are AWOL, not damaged.
Okay. I'm
stealing keys from under the rocks.
That's a relief. But I'm not going to be relieved until I find them. They're still a little young for... No, they're not. Because when I find them, I might kill them. For making me worry this much.
I don't think that's logical.
I mean, it's what my elders always said to me.
I mean, yes, but also I don't think it's logical.
Two more nibblings show up. Between the two of them, they're having a hard time pulling what appears to be some type of ceremonial robe. Or... It looks fancy. It also looks to be covered in peanut butter.
Oh, no.
Smells like them.
Maffa, I'm sorry.
It's not Maffa's.
No, but it's one of Maffa's people's stuff. It's probably the head priest's stuff.
It probably belongs to one of them.
I assure you, that's not the worst thing that's gotten on a robe here. Speaking of which, I should really get dressed.
Maffa's walking around in a bathrobe.
Yep. Chitika praises the nibblings and... we'll let them deal and basically tells them don't damage the robe any further even if it tastes good.
One of them spits the corner of the robe out of their mouth when you say that. They were ostensibly cleaning it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small hole.
Jadika says only lick, not bite. No teeth.
They do the thing where they stick their tongue out and move it slowly towards the robe, carefully.
Jadika's fine with that, just as long as there's no teeth.
They're not sure they can do that.
You can use your paw, corner of mouth, tongue.
One of them tries that. They cover the side of their face with peanut butter.
I mean, that's going to wash. It'll wash out fine. No problems.
Two more rat can come over and help to groom the one with peanut butter on the side of their face. They do not appreciate this.
No, this was their peanut grooming, butter. Go away.
Grooming can be a social thing for rats. I understand this. However, children don't like baths. I also understand this.
Uh-huh.
It can be two things. We have established this.
Oh, yeah.
Since Chitika came in and reported that...
You mean Tam?
No, I've lost track. Since Tam came in and reported that the... So I got mixed up because Chitika immediately started chirping at Lyder about not...
Yeah.
Matha has stopped searching quite so much and started tidying up. She is going to, now that the kobolds have been found, go up to her room and put some real clothes on and then come back and start tidying up again.
Okay.
Found-ish. But it's Tam, very important-ish.
Tam, for finding the missing kobolds, allegedly, hypothetically, finding the missing kobolds, you get one XP. But I'm also going to give XP to the two ratkin who did find the missing kobolds. So be warned.
They're tier one now.
Beware the ratkin army. Four baby
and
ratkin.
And I also get a luck point?
Yes, you do.
Because you paid.
Yes. You got my evil laugh, but yes. Four ratkin, two of whom you've seen before. They're coming in and out. They were handing you various things they were finding that were smelling like baby kobolds, all of which had something to do with peanut butter. And four more baby ratkin appear. It takes four of them to hold onto these two kobolds, who are very wiggly. If they were furry, you would say they are cats. Well, it's not that there's two each at the same time, but they keep making a break for it. And... there's always a ratkin ready to snaggle them as soon as they get out of the grip of the other ratkin.
What they've done with siblings, after all.
They do have an asset in this, yes. It's apparently a bit more difficult to do this when one is not covered in fur.
Yeah, you can't hang on to the fur. Huzzah!
Lyder immediately is involved in a group hug. It is a one-sided group hug.
It's a group hug that Lyder has initiated.
Yes. Against the will of several. And a few seconds later, why are you covered in peanut butter? Trick? Trick?
Shh. Secret.
I don't like any of the sounds that came out of your mouth just now.
Jatika giggles.
Jatika is handed a hairpin.
Ooh.
The nibbling that's handing it to you says...
We had to disarm one of them first.
Good going. Thank you. I will tell them that they don't get it back if they're going to stick Ratkin with it, who aren't doing anything except finding them after a big explosion. Good job. I will have to ask for more grains from Lucy. I bet she has grains.
There are no more baby Ratkin within the vicinity.
They will all go and get some grains from Lucy.
If Lucy isn't there, there might still be grains there. They're told that you are going to ask. That means they don't have to.
That's true.
Future you said it was okay.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Future you isn't here yet, but they have it on good authority.
Close enough. It'll work. Chitika will ask as soon as is reasonable. Chitika has high confidence that... grains and whatnot will be forthcoming because Lucy is a bountiful god and likes to share.
While this has been going on, Shay did find his way here as well. Took a back seat to the drama as soon as it was obvious that Mafa was not injured. But now that the calamities appear to be getting managed, does go over to Mafa and sort of just says in a low tone, "So what happened? I mean, I know this happened, but like, how did it start?"
"It seems like one of the ovens wasn't working right. I heard a gas leak before it. Well, I heard gas moving before it. It sounded like all the ovens before they turn on. Anyway, we got everybody out, and everybody who we didn't get out wasn't here to begin with. So no damage except to breakfast. And well, we're going to have to put the kitchen back together."
"I have rarely been so happy to no longer be a novice."
"Yeah."
A few novices going by with mops and brooms give angry glares at that statement. It'd be one thing if he got promoted out of it. No, he quit.
"And then kept hanging around."
"And then kept hanging around, yes."
"I have to imagine the first like week or so after he quit, he was still coming out of his room. Like, he was coming out of his room, but like 2 hours after everybody else." "Oh, hey, guys."
"You don't work here anymore, but you keep using the office microwave anyway. Wait, is that fish?"
"And for fish."
"Same hat."
"Jinx."
"Yep."
"No, you didn't even have a microwave. You had, well, the kitchen became the gas oven."
"Yeah.
Problem that?"
"Very briefly."
"Look, it said to cook it at 350 for 15 minutes. So if they cooked it for 15 times that, they could cook it in 1 minute. It's math."
"No.
That works.
Cooking is not that kind of math."
"In my scans, have I found any like major structural damage that's going to need to be repaired?"
There's a lot of damage to the woodwork. The windows had... Yeah. The windows are now holes. Technically still windows. I'm looking at your character sheet right now. I keep looking at it, but I look at it again because I don't remember if I saw a thing or not. It's almost like we have character sheets for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're trained in noticing and searching.
Yes.
Give me a roll. This is going to be difficulty 5, but that training will take it down to 4.
Okay. Oh, I am going to spend 3 luck points to reroll that.
"You mean you don't want another GM intrusion? You don't want to go up a tier with all the XP?" And yes, dear listeners, rules as written, no XP is given for getting a GM intrusion from rolling a nat 1. But I don't like that. And okay, that is a success. The oven wasn't lighting because the pipe wasn't connected to the oven. I mean, there was a lot of damage. Right now, few of the pipes are actually connected to anything. Well, that one's connected to the wall over there, but that's aftermarket. But for the oven in question, a fitting was removed.
"I will pass this knowledge on to Shay, quietly."
Shay nods. "How often do you help in the kitchens in the morning?"
"I..."
This is a rhetorical question.
"Yeah. Yeah."
And you, Mafa would know it's a rhetorical question.
"Yeah. But she's also thinking about how often she's helped in the kitchens in the morning since we've been on the road."
"But you came back." "Mm-hmm." "Well, at least this time you didn't need me to stop the thing."
"That's true." Mafa says a quiet prayer of thanks to whatever ghost put the idea in her head that something was coming.
The god of premonitions ghost gives you a high five spiritually. That's not canon.
I was going to say, which may not be accurate, but she is used to thanking the ghosts for these little hunches.
Certainly. You couldn't see me nodding, but I was nodding. "You know what I really don't like about this?"
"There's only one thing?"
"Oh, no, there's a list, but this is new, and I don't like this new thing. All the other attempts, granted, you were more willing for the other attempts to happen most of the time, they were only ever going after you."
"Mm-hmm. This time they didn't seem to care who they hurt."
"I really don't like that."
"I'm sorry?"
"I really don't like that." I lowered my voice because you're having a private conversation.
"Yeah."
But I lowered my voice.
enough that Discord didn't realize. Yeah.
I have that problem so often. I try to whisper things and then Discord's like, no.
Meanwhile, Chichika's over there trying to tell us something, but we haven't noticed at all.
Semaphores. Squeak, squeak.
It's an audio-only format.
Oops.
So we really don't notice. The semaphore equivalent of I've been muted the whole time. Chichika's just waving sticks around. One of them is a hairpin. There's a baby kobold who keeps jumping, trying to grab it. It's their hairpin, not a sword, but hairpin. They stole it fair and square, through skill alone, and not because Tam pulled it out of their pocket for them.
Chichika is probably holding it up and saying things about, you know, when the kitchens have blown up, you have to come and tell an adult that you're okay. And not stick rat baby ratkin who are helping find you because we were worried about you. You have to promise.
I will not promise. I will not require a roll for you to know that they are making the face that every child knows how to make that says, I am very sorry that I got in trouble. And I will try to not get caught again.
I learned so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the novices nearby have the same expression because it's the tone. It doesn't matter that they're not the ones who are in trouble.
Chichika is still going to try to impress it upon their little kobolic brains that the main issue here is you didn't tell people that you were safe. You didn't tell your keeper or any of the other gods or any of the other gods that you were safe before running.
It is quite possible that they were nowhere near the kitchens at the time of the explosion.
Well, one of them had been attempting to cook for at least for a little while. So,
well, one of them was attempting to cook and then was given a job of mixing one flour together with another flour that was the same flour, just in a different bag. It was keeping them busy. But the other two stole a jar of peanut butter and went to prank all the high priests by putting peanut butter on their accoutrements.
Oops.
They managed to do three of them before they ran out of peanut butter.
Oops.
They were found hiding in the fourth closet. They had left the peanut butter jar behind. It was found in closet three.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Just allegedly.
Take the word allegedly and apply it to every sentence I've said about this scenario. They demand a lawyer, preferably the god of lawyers if available.
Don't we wish?
They are then told there's no such thing as the god of lawyers.
Sorry, I don't cover legal trickery.
But is there a god of law?
Yes.
That's why I don't cover legal trickery.
Technically, they're the god of justice. They've been dead for a while. And frankly, considering the word justice, maybe they don't want that particular god.
Hmm.
And with the smell of burnt cinnamon rolls wafting out of the ruined kitchen and a small army of novices surveying and trying to correct the damage, that is where we're going to end it for tonight. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you everyone for playing. I am Crash. I was your GM for the evening. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, and Eo. Who wants to plug a thing again? Yes, we had plugs. This is second plugs. If Eo's we're here for 11s, it's too late. Eo's mom writes books at where?
ElizabethMcCoy.com, and that gives you at least most of the links to where you can find stuff, or you can just look me up. Well, I do have a name twin on some of the locations, which annoys me vastly, because I didn't write those books, and I don't like the covers that they use, because they don't have nice covers. My covers are lots nicer. So, ElizabethMcCoy.com, and that ought to point you at some things, and I don't know if I've put Per Ride and Prejudice up on it, but that one is one that I co-wrote with Jane Austen. Never mind that she's dead. And speaking of cool things.
Well, we take all these podcasts and put them over on AaronBSmith.com, and I reworked the page a while back so that all the podcasts are there right on the front page. You don't have to click through to find them elsewhere. You got one click to see each individual campaign, or to right click and copy the RSS to put it in your podcatcher of choice. So go there if you don't want ads for things and don't want to download video from YouTube, because YouTube. And you could also get these from our Patreon as soon as I edit them, as opposed to waiting for several months. So that's patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And if you go there, you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Drummond, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying,
I know there's been an emergency, but it seems to be the aftermath now. I just need some good robes. Why are these all covered in peanut butter? And Voldus, why are you pink?
Good night, everybody.
Night.